It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Good morning, Tananaw Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tananaw Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way. And as we get closer to the start of another school year, a lot of families are beginning to think about backpacks and notebooks, pencils, you know, everything else that comes with getting kids ready for that first day of class. And it's also time when our community really shines. Every year, businesses, nonprofits, and volunteers come together to help make sure local students head back to school with the supplies they need to succeed. So joining me today, I have Travis and Ashley with Golden Valley Electric Association, and we're going to chat about their Powering Bright Futures School Supply Drive at the Tananaw Valley Fairgrounds this Friday, along with the many different ways that GVA continues to invest in the community and, you know, all throughout the year. So thank you both for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. So I kind of just want to like jump right in and ask, you know, so why give back? Why be so involved in the community?
Yeah, I would say one of the big drivers for Golden Valley Electric and all electric cooperatives in the nation is we've got seven guiding principles that we follow behind. And one of those is care for community. And in most cases, Golden Valley as well, is we serve smaller communities. We're not serving large metropolitan areas. And so it's, you know, usually in that case, the electric co-ops are really kind of the glue for the community in a lot of different ways. Mm. And so for us, it's very important to be able to give back to the community in which we serve.
Nice. Okay, so you're not just another business. No, you're fully involved. This is a group effort here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Okay, good. So, and I mean, as a group effort, I mean, even your employees get involved in you know, participating, volunteering, and you know, participating in all these different efforts. So how do you recruit that? How do you build that up?
Yeah, our employees, we have volunteer opportunities throughout the year that our employees participate in. One that we've been doing the past maybe 4 or 5 years now is weekly Meals on Wheels deliveries.
Oh, yes.
And so we especially like to work with United Way member agencies to see what opportunities there might be out there that we can organize for our employees to jump in and help.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Well, good. I appreciate that. So, I mean, being a cooperative, serving members, it definitely goes beyond just, you know, powering the community. It's awesome. And I appreciate that it's more than just one event. It is definitely year round. You guys have multiple things and multiple ways that you give back. And I think that's super important. I mean, you know, talking about the Powering Bright Futures Day. So, you know, so again, that's coming up on this Friday. And tell me, what is that event, by the way? What is that?
Sure. So this is actually the second year that we're doing this event. We pick one day to sponsor at the fair, Tananaw Valley Fair, excuse me. Really, it's a chance for GVEA staff to be available to our members to answer any questions. But the real focus is the school supply drive. So if you come on Friday, July 31st, from noon to 3 p.m., and bring in two school supplies, you will get free entry into the fair. And it's really, we know that we want to participate in the fair for the first reason that I mentioned. We want to be available to folks. Mm-hmm. But since we're already going to be there, why not make it, you know, more of a community effort and provide something that our community really, really needs? And last year, it was a huge, huge success. I think we've maybe filled a trailer with school supplies for our community. So this year we're really hoping to at least match that and maybe get even better.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. We were chatting off air about how the community shows up and how everybody really does contribute and how we all can make how we make home better for each other by showing up. And I think it's magical that we do that. So absolutely capitalize on the opportunity. So bring a couple school supplies on Friday and come on out, enjoy the fair, I think that the partnership opportunity there is the best thing because you a business coming in to partner with the nonprofit of the fair to highlight their event, but then also to highlight your event and your mission and to make yourselves available to the community. I mean, that's exactly why we're here. That's why we're such a close community, is because we can have these partnerships like this. And then I get to run away with all the goods. So,
well, yeah, speaking of partnerships, it's the second year also that we're partnering with United Way to put this on. And so, you know, we definitely have staff that are going to be coming and helping out, but we really couldn't do it without you you guys helping us organize it all and coordinate everything. So that's something we really appreciate, too.
Yeah, it's an exciting effort for sure. This year we plan on we've got an enclosed trailer that we're going to fill all of the supplies, and we'll have it staged outside of our office so that our partner agencies can come through and collect whatever and all of those supplies that they need for their kids, their students, whatever they have to fill their needs. So
yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and I think it'll be great to build off of last year. Like Ashley said, it was a huge success. I think it blew everybody's mind on how much community involvement and donations that we were able to get through this program. Like you said, a few things, lessons learned last year, is we started getting so many school supplies at all the gates that trying to get a vehicle through to load it up with the school supplies so there was enough room under the tents to bring on more school supplies was a challenge in its own, as you're trying to maneuver that parking lot during the fair is really difficult. But I think we were just all blown away. Like we said, two items is all you need to bring in order to get the free tickets. So many people came out with backpacks full of school supplies donated. It was mind blowing to me. It was so neat to see that much community involvement with this event.
That's beautiful. Yeah, exactly. Isn't that great? You just ask for a pack of pencils and somebody brings a whole backpack full of supplies that a kid needs.
Oh, 100%. And it's, if you're ever in doubt and you're not sure exactly what to bring, you can look on any local school district supply list. And if you can't manage to find the list, just bring a couple notebooks and pencils, or even better, like Travis said, fill up a backpack. You know, we have a lot of need in the community, and school supplies is one that we can really, I think, make a difference on with this school supply drive.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I mean, and you can't go wrong with a couple of packs of pencils. That's
exactly.
For sure. I mean, everybody needs those.
Yeah.
So definitely, two school supplies, free fair admission between noon and 3. This Friday, opening day of the fair, pretty exciting. I think that's great. It's a great way for United Way, for Golden Valley, for the fair to all partner up in this community effort.
Yeah, 100%.
So good deal. Tell me a little bit more about, what was it that, why come up with an idea like this? What other opportunities do you guys take advantage of in the community, partnerships like this?
Well, you know, like I said before, I guess, to answer your first question, why kind of take this approach with the fair? And like I said, we are going to be there regardless in some capacity or another. Following COVID, we were there with a booth throughout the entire fair every year. Mm-hmm. And while that was really, I think, great for us to be able to be available and out there every day, it's a really, really big lift for the group of employees that kind of helps coordinate it.
Sure.
And it also requires a lot of participation from a lot of employees. And so thinking about kind of paring down the amount of time that we're there, but maybe increasing the impact of the time that we have there, that was really catalyst for why we wanted to make that change. And so we thought, well, gosh, if we're gonna sponsor a day at the fair, we want to be able to give the community something in return, you know, and wanted to partner with United Way. We weren't exactly sure what we wanted to do, but I know that our team chatted with the United Way team, and it seemed to make a lot of sense to do a school supply drive. So that was really, I think, the main thought process behind this event in general. But, you know, we try to be really conscious of what we can participate in, what there is out there. You know, we're trying to be as involved as we can with, as many community groups as our small team can handle. But, you know, if there's different things that we can be a part of that can make a difference, you know, we're absolutely going to look into that. Our Good Sense program is definitely one that seeks to make a lot of change, and it relies on our community to function.
Yeah, definitely. Touch briefly on that. Tell me a little bit about the Good Sense program. What is that?
So Good Sense is essentially our roundup program. So in electric co-ops across the nation, they have what's called a roundup program. So you can opt to round your monthly bill up to the nearest dollar. So the average amount that you would donate over the course of a year is about $6. And doesn't really take any effort, but it makes a big difference. Everybody's small change ends up making, big changes across the community. And so it's been around since 2011, I believe. It was voted on by our members to make that change in our bylaws to allow us to do that. And essentially, we have nonprofits in the communities that we serve. 501c3s are eligible to apply for grant funding. For different projects that they're doing that they need funds for. And so we have quarterly deadlines where they'll send in their application, and a volunteer board of trustees will review those and then ultimately fund different grants for all these nonprofits in the community.
So I just want you to know that program speaks our language here at United Way. The smallest contribution adds up over time, and with multiple people participating, and how it takes the community to build up those funds to make them grant worthy. I mean, to be able to apply for I don't know how much, but to be able to donate money to an organization that's trying to accomplish a mission, that's wonderful. That's a mission right there. So I think I congratulate you guys for coming up with that, and absolutely. Take my change. Take it.
Yeah. And like you said, it's amazing how fast that, small amount of participation can really add up. I mean, we've got 50,000 accounts or meters on our system, and we got about just under 60% participation rate. So 60% of the 50,000 just rolling their bill up to the next dollar, like Ashley said, an average of $6 a year is what that cost is, really has such a huge impact to our community.
That's incredible. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is incredible, guys. Congratulations on that. That's awesome. What a wonderful impact. It's great. And so the fact that you have capacity to do all these other things as well with these small drives, it's not even small either. This is quite the effort. I think that's wonderful. So do you do other drives as well? Do you participate with other types of like coat drives in the winter or any type of other, I don't want to put you on the spot, but food drives in the spring, things like that?
Yeah, honestly, we kind of take our lead from United Way.
Nice.
And it is, like I said, it is a small team that usually coordinates these things. So it often depends when something comes up, if we have the capacity to do it. But yeah, we've certainly done coat drives before. I think we were doing eyeglasses for a while back. But as far as regular things that we do, it's kind of hard to say. I would say that this, I hope, is going to become regular. It's only the second year that we're doing the supply drive, but as things come up and we can fit them in, then we absolutely try to participate.
Yeah. And going back to your earlier question on how do we encourage our team to participate in these type of things? And, for me, it's something I've always been passionate about, is giving back to the community on anything I do, whether I'm serving on a board that's a local community board, spending time and just helping out where needed. Those are things I enjoy doing personally, and I include my family in things like that. So we encourage our employees to volunteer and find things that that can help out in the community as well. And so one of the nice benefits of Golden Valley is we provide 8 hours of paid donation time to every one of our employees to find different things to get out and do to volunteer their time and still get paid for it. So
yeah, that's awesome.
But one of the big things that as we get into the fall season, Thanksgiving in particular, that really you see a large number of our team jump on board, and that's volunteering at the food bank. And so we get there and help pack up the boxes for Thanksgiving. Our line crew and our right-of-way guys that are usually out in the field, they're loading up trucks and they're hauling them to wherever they need to go. And it is kind of all hands on deck. But completely volunteered, and the team just jumps on the opportunity for something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says a lot about your organization to offer that, type of an incentive to offer paid time to go volunteer in the community. As an employee, thank you for that, mm-hmm. because that means that you care about the community that I live in. You're giving me time to go back and give back to my community. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's very, very important.
Yeah.
And especially for a town like us, you know.
Totally.
We're so
and
close.
It all goes back to the cooperative principles that Travis talked about at the beginning there, that it's really the cooperative spirit. It's totally just behind our you know, model for operating is participating in the community and showing that concern and that care. One thing just you mentioned how, you know, our what a great thing for our employees and that they do participate. But we have been participating with Adopt a Family to provide gifts for families at Christmas time for, I think, about 35 years. And when I first started at Golden Valley in 2020, so, you know, right around COVID, following kind of the big fallout from COVID, but we didn't do it. We didn't do Adopt a Family just because, you know, things were kind of crazy around that time. And we got emails from employees kind of almost in uproar that we weren't going to be able to do it that year. And so we definitely took that to heart and realized how important it is for, you know, our team to keep participating in that. It's something that I think so many of our team members really look forward to and love doing each year.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's great. Good for you guys for continuing that tradition then. That's wonderful. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way. I'm Kayla Smith, and I've been chatting with Travis and Ashley from GVEA, talking about different ways that that they invest and give back to our community. And so we're going to go ahead and take a short break, and when we get back, we will continue our wonderful conversation and tell a little bit more about Powering Bright Futures Day at the fair this Friday. All right, we will be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day, plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday, and when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday from 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get Behind the Mission.
Welcome back to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and we are visiting with Travis and Ashley with GVEA. So thank you both again for coming into the studio. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Just chatting a little bit about, definitely we want to tell everybody again, so this Friday is the opening day at the fair, and it is Powering Bright Futures Day for Golden Valley Electric, and basically bring two school supplies. There's a whole bunch of supply lists outside of the school supply section of Fred Meyer. I've already seen them. They're packed. They're ready. Get the supply list. You just bring two school supplies, and you get free entry into the fair between noon and 3 on Friday, so opening day. And those donations will come to United Way of the Tanana Valley, and we will distribute those to our partner agencies. They'll get to come through and pick out all of the supplies that they need for their mission and distribute them throughout the community as needed. So it's a wonderful partnership. And we're super grateful to be able to continue this for a second year. So thank you guys so much for that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Definitely. So we were chatting also, you know, about Good Sense and, you know, the how that came about and just, you know, how you encourage your employees to participate and the volunteer culture, you know, and how it's really a foundational pillar for your company, for your organization to give back, because it's such a community focused cooperative, as you said.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, we touch literally every person in our community in one way or the other. So not just providing a needed service, but also to be able to give back, to be able to find opportunities to have our team volunteer and give back to the community, to be involved in the community with various things such as, you know, the day at the fair and collecting school supplies. It really is the core of our mission besides just providing electricity to all of our members. It's giving back to the community is really a central core item for Golden Valley.
Yeah, no, you guys definitely do a lot more than just that, for sure. I mean, you know, you participate in our workplace campaigns. You do fundraisers, you do, you guys donate and sponsor. I mean, your name is everywhere. There's so much opportunity for you guys to invest in our community, and you do, and your name is everywhere, and we appreciate that so much. It's definitely, definitely seen and definitely appreciated. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we try to be really recognizing that rates are not low. Electric rates are not low. And, you know, keeping that in mind when we do decide where we can, you know, expend efforts or what we can participate in, what we might be able to sponsor. I will say, you know, as a member-owned cooperative, we have to be really, really conscious of what we choose to participate in that way. And the fair, for instance, is a really, really great one because we know we're already going to be there. And, you know, if we're gonna sponsor, we want to be able to bring people into the fair, you know, for free. But we have to make sure that we give back to the community, too. And so that's what the school supply drive is really for. But, yeah, we just make a really conscious effort of where, how we spend our members' money, because it's our members' money. And I will say that through these efforts, you know, anything we do participate in like this, it doesn't go through members' rates. So I always kind of want to put that caveat out there, for folks, that it's so important for us to, you know, be involved in the community, but also always have to keep that in mind.
Well, and just something, too, is that, you know, this is a contributing to the community and sponsoring and donating and things like that contributes to our quality of life here as community members as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes hand in hand. You know, I know even in my own personal budget, I've got a little fun section that I've got, you know, just because you have to have a way to give yourself that leisure, that break, and because it contributes to the well-being of it all.
Sure.
It's balance.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And so so I think it's great that you guys have so many different programs and so many different opportunities to participate and partner with the community in great ways, great impactful ways. So this Friday, Powering Bright Futures Day, is that very opportunity. So beyond this activity, though, what else do you have on the horizon? Do you have anything else coming up in the future?
Yeah, really. I think this is the big event for the summer that we'll be participating in. One of the things coming up in October is a National Cooperative Month. So, you know, just again, recognizing a period of time or a month in the year that we want to focus on what is our core mission of giving back to our community. And so in the past, we've done, you know, simple things, nothing huge and elaborate. I mean, we obviously get involved with the home show and the Winter Expo and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But we also want to just recognize during Cooperative Month to take that beat and look at that. So like last year, we had a coffee and donut event in our front office. We just picked a day, had donuts and coffee there. And I stood up front as members came in to pay their bills or inquire about questions or new services, had donuts and coffee there, and just was available to talk to the members as they came in. So nothing huge. And we're kind of working through that process now, what that's going to look like for this year. But Cooperative Month is a big nationwide push for electric co-ops.
Nice. A way to make yourselves available to the members and open door. You've definitely made yourself available, I believe. At least you've conveyed that you're open. You're welcome to conversation. And I think that's a beautiful thing. It's a super important thing in this community to be open to conversation and investing in back into our community. So I thank you guys very much for that.
Yeah.
So definitely. I mean, philanthropy and business is a big thing. It's very important, especially when you are a cooperative. I think maybe that might even be a little bit of pressure. You might, you know, you're like you're pressured, as you said. You know, you skipped one year of doing the
adoptive family,
yeah. and then your employees were just like, absolutely not. This is not happening again. We will do this. But that is that's great. That just says the culture of your employees. It's not even, you know, it's not your management forcing this upon you. This is the people. This is what they want to have happen, and they want to contribute back to the community. And so that just speaks to the culture all the way around. And I applaud you guys for having that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Travis, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you know, you took over as CEO in June of 2024. So it hasn't just over 2 years by now. And maybe I kind of do want to put you on the spot, but what could you talk maybe a little bit about, like, your philosophy on being involved in the community, and maybe more specifically what we were talking about a moment ago, like being available and open to conversations with our members. And I bring this up just because I think it has kind of bled down and trickled down into our wider team for all of our Golden Valley employees. So I just want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing for me is I feel as a CEO, I've got to be the face of the organization. I grew up in small towns. I ran Copper Valley Electric out in Glen Allen for, you know, 4 years as a CEO, but involved with them worked for them for a dozen years. And for me, it was really important to be accessible, be out in the community. Don't know how many times I got caught in the store asking about something about their power bill or anything like that. And I see that once I came here to Golden Valley, that was really missing, and the members wanted that. And so that's been one of my main focuses, is trying to make sure that not just as an organization we're available, but me personally, I'm available to take questions and to just be out in the community. And so you'll continue to see that. That is not a short-term thing. That is something the entire duration I'm here, which is, I hope, a very, very long time, that will be the push going forward.
That's a you thing.
Yes, that's a me thing.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Well, I thank you. Thank you both so much for being here, for joining me today. Thank you for everything that GVA does to support our community. This has been a great conversation, a great chat. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way of the Tanana Valley, and we've been visiting with Golden Valley Electric Association, talking about Powering Bright Futures Day, Good Sense, and the many ways GVA continues investing in our interior Alaska. If you're heading to Tanana Valley State Fair this Friday, do not forget to bring 2 school supplies. Between noon and 3, you'll receive free fair admission, and your donation will help local students start the school year off right. So until next time, this has been Behind the Mission, where we highlight the people, the partnerships, and the shared commitment that continue to make the Tanana Valley stronger. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.